The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 95. The town of Denawali was, as I have said, only 25 kilometers away, and the route to it was not difficult. Had we, and by we I mean Roger and Alvy, been paying attention, it would only have taken us part of a day to reach it. As Roger and Alvy were on the lead camel, it was they who should have been charting our route to the town. But they were engaged in some conversation or tomfoolery or such like. I still don't know what they were doing, but they seemed to drift off course towards the north. The girls, Audrey, Jocelyn, and Tiffany, had all traveled this way once before, and should have been familiar with the route, but none of them were especially focused that day either, and so all of us managed to curve off into the northern woods and away from the path to Denawali before any of us really noticed. As it began to get dark, it was Hobie who first raised the alarm. He halted those traveling ahead and mentioned the fact that we should really be quite close to Denawali by now, and not in the middle of some woods that seemed to be getting denser by the moment. As we all gathered round to discuss it, the girls admitted that our surroundings did not look at all familiar to them, and they really should have. We were supposedly tracing their route backwards. People got irritated. Hobie wanted to know why none of them had said anything when we started to go off course. Jocelyn replied that they thought that Roger and Alvy knew where they were going, and so they had just followed along. Alvy got mad and ended up arguing, essentially, that he had no idea where he was going. The question was then raised as to why he was in the lead. He had no answer for that other than to get huffier. Roger said something fairly unkind about some guides being not really worth very much as guides, and then Hobie said something fairly snippy about cheap people getting exactly what they paid for. Audrey mentioned something about the males of the species and directions, and Alvy said something about ditzy girls. I pointed out that this was not getting us any closer to Denawali, and Corinne suggested that we camp right where we were, and try and find our way again in the morning, when it was light out. Nobody was very happy about it, but all finally concurred. It just didn't make any sense to go stumbling about in the dark woods, so we all turned in. There were three separate, very unhappy, glum, unfriendly groups clumped together in those woods, and one, very happy, very friendly, little pair.